Hi, my name is Margie, and I am a participant at Burn. And with the permission of Alyssa, the owner in Fairfield, we have decided to do a little podcast and introduce some of the stories of the women and men that go to Burn. That's just it. That's all we're doing. This first story is with Stephanie. And she's a photographer and a badass burn mama. There's a post of her child giving her love and adoration for the effort and work that she sees her mom doing. And it's on the burn site, so you can go to the Instagram page and see it there. It's inspiring because, quite honestly, my children's enthusiasm about the fact that I was attempting burn encouraged me to get dressed every morning and go. And before I even went, it encouraged me to try, which means I would get dressed and go sit in the parking lot and try to will myself into that room. Luckily, I had some friends offer to pick me up and take me to my first class, which helped. And then it was all me from there on out. And thanks to the support of the trainers and Alyssa, I was able to keep coming, because quite honestly, it's a long hallway and that's the hardest part. But once you get in there, it really is just about you and your body. And by going in there, you will feel better about it. You just will. Even if it's really hard to get back because your muscles ache, as they grow, you get stronger and there's proof because you see it. And you feel it. So that's it. The first interview is simple and to the point. This is my first time attempting anything like this. So I'm not putting a lot of pressure on myself, but I think it's entertaining and potentially serves the purpose of just getting people to understand the myth behind what makes burn boot camp so enjoyable and makes people commit to it with their whole heart. So, hi,
Hi.
Lisa. This is Steph. Okay, so for a little backstory, I'm just going to say that we were on a softball team together, which is super
Go
important.
way back.
We go way back to last spring,
Yeah.
to my first softball team since the third grade.
Epic.
Epic. This one was way more enjoyable in my current memory. What was your experience with softball? Let's just say before you started
I
last
played in high school. I played my whole life at like that was the first sport I played. I saw a league of their own and was like, I want to do that. And my parents never really pushed sports on me, but I was like, I want to do that. And I was obsessed. If you know me, that won't come as a surprise. Like I was hardcore about it. And it was probably actually the sport I was the best at and I could have gone the furthest with. But I started playing so young that by the time I got to like senior year of high school, I was kind of burned out. So I ended up pursuing volleyball instead. I was a catcher.
Oh my God, hold on a second. So this is what is already comical to me is that I go into Burn as a total newbie about a year ago. I would say I'm like a month in, and Heather is like, oh, that's not true, maybe 3 months in. And Heather was who was wrangling everybody for the softball team was like, hey, do you want to be on our softball team? And I felt like somebody had cast me in a movie. I was like, me?
You
I
were
must have
recruited.
told like 30 people. No, that's not true. But I told a
Nice.
lot of people. I was like, I don't want to brag, but like Heather asked me to be on the softball team. Meanwhile, no skills, zero. Made it on the cover of the newspaper when I was in the third grade, but that was for my facial expressions
My
and
God.
total dire fear every time I went up to bat. They thought it was funny, the paper in Texas. So anyway, but it turned out to be, we'll go back to
How
that,
much
but that was
fun.
an incredible experience. What got you in the door at Bern? Because now you are a total badass. But when you,
Thank you.
what made you, yeah, your commitment is inspiring and I think will inspire. But what made you step foot in the place, period?
I had friends that went, that were always sharing about it. So I was aware of it. Like I
In
said, I
what
was
way were they sharing? This is
like
because I hear
Instagram
those.
posts, you know,
Okay.
like the check-ins or just like people do, just posting little tags, posting snippets of their workout. A lot of my, a group of my friends kind of went together, and I was like, I want to do this just because they're doing it, and I didn't really know of any other options, to be honest. My backstory is, like I said, I played sports. I was always really active. Got into lifting in college because I played college volleyball. So like we had to lift in the off season and in the summer. So like I'm very comfortable in the gym. I'm not intimidated. I used to work out at a powerhouse gym, all men. Like that's my comfort zone. A women's gym is not. Not that Burn is a women's gym, but it is mostly women, you know? So what held me back were a couple things. One, I was kind of arrogant and that I don't need to be told what to do. I know enough
Ooh,
about
I
lifting,
love this part.
design my own workouts, like,
Yeah. You know
but I
enough.
wasn't, right? I had three kids and a business, and I kind of reached a point where like you can, but you're not, right?
Yeah.
So get over yourself. Going there doesn't mean you don't know how to. It means you have better uses of your time. Even little things like if my AirPods weren't charged or if my phone wasn't charged, I would not go on the run. I would not go to the gym because like the thought of
So many logistics get into,
yeah, just choosing a playlist was like enough to talk me out of going.
and also takes time away from the actual act
Yeah.
of working out. The
Oh yeah, my
weather.
husband would joke like that the 20-minute run I would go on was like a 3-hour process of like, oh, my phone's not charged. I can't find my headphones, my sneakers, what, so
What I appreciate, what I can relate to, no, never lifted before, would see people at other gyms, like I was at another gym, and I would see people doing the stations with a small group, and I envied the camaraderie, not because I needed or wanted friends, because really that was what kept me away from Burn, where I was like, it's a community, not interested.
yeah.
But what got me was, and I didn't know this until I got in the door, was the lack of, I never looked at Instagram. I never see
You're
what we're
calling
doing.
it a burn at first.
I walk in and I'm like, okay, what's today?
Yeah.
Because if I knew
Yeah.
what today was, I
Or
would not show up.
yeah.
And my thing was like, just get dressed
Yeah.
and then get to the parking lot. When people say, should I go to Burn? Or how is Burn? Or you keep going to Burn. I'm like, oh no, what I do is I get dressed, I
Yeah.
get in the car and it's around the corner for me. And then I sit in the parking lot and make myself get out and walk in there. And it is a long hallway.
Yeah, it is.
So what was your first day like?
So I was not in a good place when I joined Burn. I was
Great.
very,
Tell
I
me
mean, I
more.
have like a dark personality to begin with, and I'm sarcastic,
You
but
always say that, but what
well,
you
I was
just,
very depressed at that point. It was
yeah.
darker, and it didn't take much to irritate me. I was very irritated with the world.
Okay, good to know.
So I had been wanting to go to Burn. First, my kids' preschool drop-off conflicted, so I'm like, okay, next year I'll get her in the earlier class so I can go to 9:30. Did that. COVID got in the way. My kids struggled with like school drop-off. I'm like, I'm not going to make them go somewhere else. So all these things, like I kept pushing it back. But finally, the stars aligned. We're like, COVID was over. She's in the 9 o'clock class, and I knew I could get there. So I reached out, and they did the whole just come in and try a class. And then, they kind of like text you to follow up, which is good. Like, you need
Yeah.
that. But
Yeah.
I got annoyed. I'm like, leave me alone. I'll come in when I come in. Like, so
Yeah. Yeah.
embarrassing hindsight. So I literally like showed up without telling anyone I was coming. I didn't even tell my friends like until the last second. And I showed up like on a Wednesday, and I remember it was like the worst time to possibly start something new because I was in the middle of busy season in the spring. I'm a photographer, but I was like, if I can just get in the habit of going a couple days a week, I know the first month I'm just going to be sore and dying.
Yes, I
And
know.
when it slows down, I'll be like honed in and ready to go. So I went the first day, and I think it was speed and agility or something like that.
Yeah.
hurdles. And I remember it was funny because I mean, I was heavy. I was over 200 pounds. I probably didn't look like I'd ever moved off the couch before. And I remember at one point, like Alyssa coming up to me and being like, you know, if you want to pull the hurdle away, you can just jump the line. And I was like, no, I'm good. And I put the bigger hurdle out and I jumped it. And my friend Brooke was like, her face was, she was kind of like shocked that I even tried it, you know? And I was like instantly hooked because for me, it felt like a practice again. It wasn't just like I hate running on a treadmill, like waiting for time to end. This was like, you know, you're just like I love the circuit style where you're just pushing yourself for like 45 seconds a minute and then you're going on to something else. The camaraderie.
So can we talk about that for a second? Because
Yeah.
my interpretation might be different than yours of the camaraderie. Because when I watch, when we're in a class together, just so everybody is
Not
aware,
class.
what is it, a training?
A
No?
camp. Class is
A
very,
camp. Okay,
that's
you're
a
right.
term, yes.
Okay, sorry. All right, well, still learning.
There
When
you
we're in
go.
a camp together, I called it burn
We'll bleep
fit.
that
I
out.
called it burn fit for a really long time
I thought
on
it was a
social
BS.
media.
I remember.
Yeah. And then finally, somebody who does not go to burn was like, that is not where you're attending. That's not where you're working out, just
This is
so
why I love you, though. Like, I love
you
it.
know. I was completely oblivious and and still am. But when I know that there are other people there, but I am not, because there is no mirror, I am not taking them in as I'm trying to jump that hurdle or jump the box or deal with the ropes. I am if I, necessary, like, am I doing the right thing or where do I go next? But it feels like an individual expectation that I'm trying to meet, as opposed
Which is
to,
a good thing. No one's
which is a
like
great thing.
your whole, like I did CrossFit once, nothing against CrossFit, but I felt like I was holding my group back.
Oh.
Maybe it was just that particular workout I went on, the format of it, but I was like,
So why
yeah.
is that? Can you explain the difference?
I don't even remember. It was just like something about we were accumulating points or we
Oh,
couldn't move
yeah.
on until I hit a certain number and I wasn't in shape, right? And it was my first day and I just felt bad.
The
Yeah.
accumulating thing, I think, even in general, always, I understand the motivation. It's like, but it is, it's a hard thing.
Yeah. But anyway, I do feel like burn is everybody's doing what they can and nobody,
Yeah.
it's a very positive push without ever making you feel like a failure. And I'm not sure how they do that, but they do.
They do.
And for
And
me,
it's,
like
no, go on.
just before I forget, because like my brain, you know, the camaraderie comes from like having a shared experience, right? Like you survive that together. You did something hard together. And the next day you can talk about like what muscles are sore and what like whatever, you know, like it's that shared, like I don't work at a place where I have coworkers to talk to at the water cooler. So like that's my place that I can go every day. And we, unlike a regular gym where people are just showing up and working out alone and leaving, like you all have that shared experience.
Oh God, like when we
Yeah.
run outside, that shared
Yes, but I
experience.
mean, listen, if I was a coach, as a coach, when your team isn't melding well or getting along, you put them through hell. You make them hate you. You make them run. Because when they hate you together,
You're
it brings them
together.
together. That's like a coaching strategy, right? And not like our trainers ever do that, but like when you get through something hard together, it's a bonding experience for sure.
I also just love the inspiration. I remember leaning up against the wall the very end, doing one of those things where we're passing the ball and,
Yeah.
you know, trying not to die. And I looked over at the woman's beautiful thighs next to me, and I was like, are you a skier? Are you a, like, how did you get those? And she looked at me deadpan and was like, here. Like, I was like, really? She's
Yeah.
like, yeah. I was like, okay. I was like, I see you. Like, I get it. Like, and what's so funny is, to be totally transparent, I worked full time for like 3 months, outside of my home, and had to like try to go to burn within that. And it was
Yeah.
really difficult.
Yeah.
And I cut back a lot from going like 4 times a week to like going once a week because I
Yeah.
was so physically tired. But then my body started hurting again.
Yeah.
And Then we had a break, a holiday break, and I was able to go back more. I'm telling you, even though my muscles were sore from after having taken a lapse, when I went back in, it was incredible how quickly my other ailments faded because my muscles were strong again,
I
because of
joke that
this
like
healthiness.
I hardly ever get sick anymore. I mean, I used to get sick all the time. It's incredible. Like my whole house will get hit with something and I'm like the last man standing. You know, I mean, there's other factors at play. My eating is better, my sleeping is better, I don't drink. But again, all of that has stemmed from going to burn and feeling good.
So
And feel good tomorrow. So like I make the good choices tonight.
I
Go to
told
bed
my
thinking about waking up for burn, as crazy as that sounds. Like,
Yeah, I don't I can't think about it 'cause my sons, like your daughter that posted about it, or you
yeah.
posted, my sons will say, "Are you going today?" Like they're sort of support, although the first day that I went, Jackie's daughter is in my son's class, and I said to my son, I'm going to burn. I was all dressed, obviously, because you have to get dressed to go. And
One.
I think I was probably wearing cotton too, which I wore for a long time until I realized that was just swimming in your own water. So I stopped, and still sometimes do. But I turned to him and said, "I'm going to burn today." And with all sincere fear, he looked at me and goes, "Don't die." I was like, "What?"
Was.
He's like, "Please don't die." I was like, I'm not going to die, burn."
Yeah.
And then I got into the car with Jackie, who had to pick me up just to make sure I went and got out of the car in the
Oh.
parking lot. She was like, I said, "Oh, by the way, I'm like, my son thinks I'm going to die." And then she came the next day and said her daughter came home and goes, "Did Margie make it?" It was
So
like,
funny.
but then, and then my 13-year-old came with me one day. And when he and my husband, both times they came, their opinion of me changed.
Yeah.
Because they saw, but I only brought them in after months of me having worked at it hard.
Yeah.
But it is a funny thing, I think, when you finally get there. And I think getting there, I would see two or three people walking to burn every day for years. The same people. I'm not going to say their names yet because I don't have their approval, and I would see them and I would be like, "God, where are they going?" And then I figured it out. And then I would just look out the window and then I would be like, "Huh." And
Yeah.
I was intimidated because I was like, "I don't know if I have enough enthusiasm to participate in this because it feels like it's a social event and it feels, blah, blah, blah."
So that was I was kind of turned off by that, like the
Oh,
whole.
totally. I think when I the
And
first critique I
it's not like
hear,
that at all when you get
they're
there.
like, "I hear it's a cult." I'm like, "Well, I don't know how it would be a cult." I think it is a joy, and I think it gets continually shared, and there are very few
All in
downsides.
that, the people that do it feel so good, and it's like you want everyone else to have that opportunity. And I catch myself talking about it, and I know I
Well,
sound
I
really.
think that's why, because people sound, it sounds like a
Yeah.
Ponzi scheme. Like we're
I
pitching
got people say, like,
podcast
do you
seems
work for
appropriate.
them? Are you getting a cut? And I'm like, no, I just wish
No.
I found it sooner. Like,
Yeah. And
yeah.
also just like, again, the ease. It's the
Yeah.
ease of it all and the way they've structured it. And the fact that you don't have to deliver more than you're capable on
Yes.
any given day. Like I would say like my first day was still probably my hardest day. Not to mention, I think it was burst training, and everybody was like, "Don't take Margie to that. Don't take her to that." But Jackie's like, she's going to have to go at some point, and
Yeah. The
it's all
first
going
day
to
is
be
going to be a blur no matter what.
it's
Yeah.
exactly the first day is going to be a blur no matter what. But I wanted to go back to one other thing, was that, well, the other thing that brought me into burn is I was depressed too.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard to pinpoint or acknowledge or figure out if you haven't had that experience before. And I was not prone to depression, and I've had a lot of weird stuff happen in my life, but I didn't know how depressed I was. And then I sought some help, and they told me. And then a man I was seeing suggested, the psychiatrist suggested a physical activity.
Yeah.
And he said, "The thing about a physical activity is it has instant gratification,
Yeah.
that you'll instantly feel the results." To whereas when you are depressed, really depressed, or even mildly depressed, The thing about a physical, it's like when I draw, like if I draw a dog, then look, I have a dog because I drew it. And that's a skill that I have. But there aren't very many skills that give you instant relief and instant achievement, even if you don't totally succeed. And that is a physical workout. And for somebody that is out of shape, like you were saying you were, and I know I was, it's hard to believe. It's really hard to believe. And I,
I mean, when I think about how hard just existing used to be, literally, getting dressed was like I needed to rest after that because I was out of breath and sweating. My rock bottom was I couldn't reach my bra to hook it in the back. Like that's pretty freaking vulnerable, but buy a pullover my head bra because I couldn't put the hooks together.
That's
Like
so good.
that's your sign. It's
I also knew
I
that.
mean, it was like being pregnant. Like I couldn't bend over to tie my shoes. Like people say working out is hard. That's way harder.
It is harder. I have to say, I got to, I mean, I was never at that point. Just frame wise, I'm was luckier. But I remember staring at myself naked and thinking,
Here we are.
okay, like this is what I look like. And my husband married me for better or for worse. We're gonna live in the worst. And but then I would see like Jackie, or I'd
Possible.
see. And I didn't, I was like, I don't. And then as I started working out, I found joy. It's one of those things where in saying to my husband, like, that's what I want to look like. He's like, will you stop pointing at that woman? I was like, but it became about physical strength for me and having nothing to do with the vanity of what my body looked like.
True.
And I can't tell you that's the
You let
pivot.
go of it, that's when you get it. Like that's
The pivot for me was it wasn't people are like, oh, you look good. And I swear what they're saying is it's not that I haven't.
it's your confidence on your face that
It's
looks good.
truly the way that I walk in the way that I and I know the difference because we do. Once you especially once you, since you've had children, you know the difference. And then the beauty of my husband coming to like the open day one day and he was an athlete and like and he is a physical, has a career, in cinematography and being very physical. And he was like winded, wiped out. But also he's like, I can't, he's like, I knew you were in shape, but I had no idea what shape you were in. And honestly, I'm still, there's still, my goals are much higher than the level that I'm currently at. But I was, I remember it was like,
You're doing hard stuff there, but
Yeah,
you
and we've been
probably
married a long time, so to feel fully flattered was took takes a while. Like I was like, really? Like, I felt like it was like first date comments, And that was from sweating our balls off in a class together,
When I joined Burn, I think I was 39. And, 40 was, I'm looking at 40 and I'm in terrible shape. I feel terrible. And I'm like, if I feel this way now, like, how am I going to feel when I'm almost 50?
I'm 49.
I mean, but, if I kept going on that track, like, if I kept steadily gaining 5 pounds a year and being
Yeah,
sedentary,
totally. Totally.
and, the wake up of, well, so I have a defibrillator. When I had that installed,
Wow.
whatever you, I don't know if what you call it, put in, which it's like a pacemaker basically. The recovery was just so terrible, and I was just
So, how long have you been going to burn?
so I've been going for let's see, almost 2 years, not quite.
That's incredible. And you got your defibrillator when?
So I got that right before, like a couple months before I joined Burn. So I'm just over 2 years on
Look at
that.
you.
And I just got so sick is what I'm saying. And then I just really felt what it felt like to lose your health. And it's like you hear that, you don't realize how, you don't like value being able to breathe and being able to like get up and move around until you can't. And I just mentally slipped into such a dark place during that time. So once I was recovered from that, and talk about scary, like not only had I not worked out in so long, but now to have this device in my chest that's basically gonna like resuscitate me if my heart rate gets too high. So it was like a little scary
So how
start.
was that? Were you ever fearful that that could happen at Burn? I mean,
So I'm like super competitive, so the hard part was like, and not everyone knows I have it, so like
Yeah. Can always cut this
wanting
part.
to push yourself without being stupid about it. And I guess that's just getting older too, right? Like knowing
Yeah.
your body's limits and like you
Yeah.
don't always have to be giving 120%.
Yeah.
Sometimes like you have
My
to just
body didn't know how.
yeah.
My body was still learning how.
So yeah, it was a little tricky. Like the trainers knew,
Yeah.
and just listened to myself. I said, there's no shame in like stopping and catching your breath. They raised my numbers on it, so my heart rate, because like a fast heartbreak wasn't a heartbeat wasn't a concern for my particular situation. So it was funny when I first had my first, they monitor my heart with this box that sends everything. Like they see everything, and my doctor's like, "What are you doing every day at 9:30 morning?" Because all of a
No.
sudden the numbers were like 200, and I
Oh my
was like, "Oh,
God.
I joined a
That's
gym." Yeah,
so
literally,
funny.
they called me like concerned, like, "What's going on?"
Oh my God.
Yeah, so they raised my threshold much higher, so that
And
wouldn't happen.
how do you think your heart do you I mean, how much has your heart improved since being at Burn?
So my defibrillator is a preventative measure because my family has a history of a lot of sudden deaths. We have a defective gene, so there's nothing
Wow.
like tests can show in terms of that. That's just there that if my power goes out, it brings me back. But I can tell you everything else. My cholesterol, like all of my other numbers health-wise, are astronomically better.
Yeah.
Like, when I went for blood work, it was all improved.
God, I wish I had done blood work. I
I
couldn't find
know.
the time. And I was supposed to a year ago, and I'm still supposed to right now and have it. But now I'm going to, because I would love to see the difference.
It's there's so much, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I wish I'd done like body measurements. I wish I'd done so much.
Yeah, you've done some nice visuals that I get reminded of while I'm taking class on
I
the TV
know.
screen. Well, here's the other, I mean, there's so many other things I would ask you, but let's talk for 1 second about your hardest and favorite exercise.
Ooh, okay.
I'll tell you mine for
Yeah.
one. So
Okay.
I had never tried a box jump. Didn't know if I
Yeah.
could. Looked like I would break my neck if I tried.
Yeah.
And then I didn't do it. I stepped up. And then one day Katinka was like
Do it.
on my shoulder. And she was just, no, in a sense, I think she reads the room well, like,
Yeah.
because she could tell I was
You're
genuinely
ready. Yeah.
terrified. She was just explaining to me the ups and downs of it as it was happening. And then I did it. And it was I think one of the only times I cried at Burn, but
Oh,
privately.
yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It was like a glass ceiling. And now I do them regularly, and I don't even think about it,
That's
but
the crazy part, though, about burn, right? That there'll be
yeah.
something you don't think you can do, and then you do it once, and then all of a sudden, that's just your new baseline
And
of what
I
you do
think it's
every time.
important, you know. I always want to hear more rings, and I know they're happening, but we're
Yeah.
shy
Yeah.
sort of people, because I don't tell anybody when I've
Yeah.
succeeded within. And that one day she made me, and you know, and I mean, there are so many other moments of people like kind of just pushing you. You, I remember, said to me, I was trying to jump over the thing.
Yeah.
What is the thing? Like
The hurdle. Yeah.
the hurdle. And
You
you
were
were
like
like,
hopping like a bunny. I'm like, let me show you how to get the most out of your jump.
yeah. I was
Yeah.
dropped, and it was hard, but
Yeah.
you showed me it was easier. And what did you say to me? You said, like, use your,
You were like hopping, and I was
yeah.
like, you can get low and swing your
Yeah,
arms.
get low, swing your arms. And I think it was like, you know, it's more about like knees up than like
Yeah.
getting over.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, and that, I was like, just the visual, that visual,
Yeah.
it stopped the mortification, because there are some things that feel like your body becomes lead and you don't know
Yeah.
why. And it's just because you're not physically, it's not that you're not physically fit even, it's that you don't know what you're doing. You don't know
Yes.
where your weight should
And
be
the box
distributed.
jump is like, it's not something you can fail at discreetly if you don't make it, right? Like, yeah.
No, and it doesn't seem so. And it
Yeah.
also feels like you're going to crash into the, there are some, it's like when I was in acting school, they like would we do these trust exercises where a teacher would be there, but we'd have to run across the room with our arms out and our eyes closed. And inevitably everybody stops about halfway through the room,
That's
thinking the
terrible.
room is going to end,
Yeah.
right?
Oh my
And
gosh.
I mean, people are watching you. So like no one's
Yeah.
going to let you know,
Yeah.
like you really should just, but the minute you start getting into it, you realize you have a fake wall in your mind that you
Yeah.
won't push past until you try
Yeah.
and wrap it up perfectly. Softball was that for me too. I was like, I don't know what my sons were like, you play softball? I'm like, no, I don't play softball. But every time that I went was an unknown and terrifying, but joyous and funny. All of you were wonderful. But like, I learned something every time I went about myself as a team member, as a player. I learned a new skill. I also learned how my children feel out in the field with us expecting them to catch something. I
Yeah.
mean, you know, I learned not to throw the ball out, not up,
Yeah.
which was super helpful.
Underhand.
But I also remember
Throw
you
underhand
said
and
to me,
outfield, Mark.
yeah,
But
nothing is no bird, birds
I
falling.
mean, how many people in their 40s can say that they get to do something new and scary, right?
So,
Like that's such
well,
a
it
that's
started a trend for me where
yeah.
now the only joy I find is in the absurd stuff I haven't done yet, which is like I want to get a basketball, a family, you know, like an adult basketball team going for women because I want us to understand what we're asking our children to do when
Yeah.
they're playing or, but that's separate. So I was standing on third base, having gotten to third base, which was quite honestly enough for me.
Yeah.
And you know, I messed up and I knew I messed up because I ran for home and the catcher was that wasn't on our team was like, turn around. I
The
ran
other
back.
team's helping you, it's not a good sign.
No, but then when I walked away and we were leaving, I was still proud of myself, if I'm honest. Like third base was good
Yeah.
enough. I would have liked to score a point, but it was okay. And it was our last game. And I think the last
They
hit.
call it a run in softball.
Okay, well,
Good
listen.
point.
But I said to you, I said, why didn't you guys like, why didn't anyone ever tell me like about that type of play? And you were like, it wouldn't help. Like until you literally said, like, you have to experience it to never do it again. Like I could say this could happen, this could happen, this could happen. But once you experience the opposite of success in that
Yes.
scenario, you know the next time you'll wait.
Yes.
And then
And
Shannon was
now you
like,
know
I
not to
didn't.
run on a fly ball.
Yeah, not to run on a fly ball. And Shannon was like, she held me once. I didn't try. She
Yeah.
was literally holding me.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Well, thank you so much for
This
today.
was so fun. And there's so many amazing backstories of Burns. So I just
I can't wait. And the other
I
thing
think it's
about
so
it
awesome.
is that I think what I hope that it does is that it just tells people it's about getting in the door and it isn't about any sort of success. It's like the newness of it is part of the experience,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Yeah.
You don't like it? It's hard.
Yeah. But there's a risk that you might, and then you have the opportunity to be accountable and get fit, and all you got to do is get there because you don't have to
Yeah.
make any other decision.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
All
The
right.
best part.
Go get your
That's
girl.
awesome.
All right.
Thanks.
The dream was to have a song butt up right to the interview so that you could jam out to something that I thought was representative of the interview that we had just shared, and that you could just sit in the song and think about what you heard and feel it, feel the groove, whatever that may be. But copyright infringement is no joke. So that's not going to happen. Instead, what's going to happen is I am now going to tell you the song selection. And for this particular interview, I am choosing One More Try by Christine W. So I ask you now, ask whatever device you have to play One More Try by Christine W. And thank you for listening.